USA Radio News.
The FBI has announced that it has received credible information on a broad threat to New Jersey synagogues. In a tweet, the FBI urges people to, quote, stay alert and take all security precautions to protect, quote, your community and facility. The nature of the threats was not immediately clear, but law enforcement have confirmed to ABC News it was not a bomb threat. A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson has confirmed that an immigration detainer was placed on David DePappy, the man who is accused of violently assaulting Paul Pelosi, the husband of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. An immigration detainer is usually placed on people who are suspected of being in the country illegally as a means to start deportation proceedings once their criminal case has been adjudicated. Deportation from the United States is a civil procedure. The Veterans Affairs Department announced three grants to help veterans who are homeless or at risk of losing their homes. The grants are for the federal budget year that starts October 1, 2023. The CDC has some new rules.
The CDC has released new guidelines on prescribing opioids, giving doctors more power to treat pain. Acting director of the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, Dr. Christopher Jones, says the decision is meant to empower doctors and patients to decide based on specifics of a case.
I've seen the profound impacts pain can have on someone's life. And I've also seen how that life can be transformed when a patient is able to access safe and effective care.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Amazon is pausing hiring for its corporate workforce, the latest move by the company to cut costs amid worries about the wider economic environment. The company will, quote, continue to monitor what they're seeing in the economy and the business to adjust what, quote, we think makes sense. That is according to the Senior Vice President of People Experience and Technology. This was stated in a memo posted on Amazon's website. The Food and Drug Administration has released a safety bulletin urging parents and caregivers not to use head-shaping pillows intended to change the infant's head shape or symmetry. There have been no proven benefits of using these pillows for any medical purposes, and in fact, using these pillows can create an unsafe sleeping environment for infants and may increase the risk of suffocation and deaths. That is according to the agency. The Brooklyn Nets and All-Star point guard Kyrie Irving have announced that each of them will donate $500,000 to the Anti-Defamation League after Irving tweeted a link to a film that critics say promote anti-Semitic tropes. Irving stated, quote, I am aware of the negative impact of my post toward the Jewish community, and I take responsibility. I do not believe everything said in the documentary was true or reflects my moral.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.